Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Super Bowl will be played in Arlington tomorrow, but the weather in North Texas has been getting nearly as much attention as the game itself. The region has been hit with unusually severe winter storms, and yesterday, snow and ice fell from the roof of Cowboys Stadium and injured several people. Some were taken to the hospital. Players and fans will not have to deal with the elements during the game itself. Cowboys Stadium has a retractable roof. Joining me now from Dallas to discuss Super Bowl XLV is Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com. Greg, tomorrow's big game will feature Pittsburgh and Green Bay. Both teams have been saying and doing their pre-Super Bowlish things. What has caught your attention?
Yeah, even at the elite level, the NFL, of course, the highest level of football, Super Bowl is the highest game played, and yet both coaches are doing juvenile high school level games of gotcha. You got the Steelers are trying to convince us that maybe Marquise Pouncey, their Pro Bowl center, will play on Sunday, and he's not going to play. He's got a high ankle sprain at best, possibly a broken bone. At worst, he's not playing, but they won't say that. Then the Packers respond with their own little mini controversy by saying Donald Driver, their number two receiver, missed practice Friday, but we think he'll play Sunday, but he did miss practice Friday. The whole thing's a bunch of bunk. He's fine. He's playing. Marquise Pouncey's not fine. He's not playing. I don't know why we need the cloak and dagger.
Well, we need the cloak and dagger, I guess, to distract us from such things as reporters dressed as superheroes on media day, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we had one reporter running around. This is a woman to various players saying, I'm going to adopt you, and when I adopt you, you can call me Mama. So let's start right now. Call me Mama. And this whole thing was taking place on tape, on camera. And she ran from player to player demanding they call her Mama, and it actually got dumber from there, if you can believe it.
It sounds like the Super Bowl to me. I'm going to ask you to step out of your sports shoes for just a moment and ask you to be a writer of travel agency brochures. For those who have never attended America's Week of Weeks, how would you describe overall the Super Bowl experience?
Expensive. I guess if I'm a travel agent writer, I'm only sending this to people who have the new level of iPad and the new level of whatever the new technology is, because if you're still using a plain old PC, you can't afford to be here. The tickets are expensive, but I'm not even talking about the tickets. Like, they talk about the Super Bowl as a big party atmosphere, and there's all these parties, and Playboy Playmates are at parties here and there. And it's true. It all happens around Dallas. It's exorbitant. But you can't go unless you've got just tons of money. You've got to have the kind of money where you make it rain. But if you want to make it rain, you're an idiot, and you wouldn't be in Pittsburgh in the first place or in Dallas.
You don't really enjoy covering the Super Bowl, do you?
Did that come through a little bit? I liked my first year. You know, it's one of those things you want to cover it because everyone does it, and you want to say you've done it. And now I've done it, and I kind of wish they wouldn't even play the Super Bowl anymore. I wish they'd go from the AFC and the NFC title games and then just give us some bullcrud BCS national champion. Here's your champion this year. The computer says it's Green Bay. That's fine with me. This whole week in Dallas or wherever we go, ducking idiots asking players to call me Mama, I could do without this.
However, your feelings notwithstanding, I understand there will actually be a football game tomorrow, so you better tell us who's going to win Super Bowl XLV.
Yeah, I'm going to break this down for you. I am a football writer, and so I'm going to break this down for you like this. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't lose games like this, and until they do lose a game like this, I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody, much less you and your brilliant audience, that they're going to lose this game. The Packers are very good on both sides of the ball. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. Having said that, the Steelers and their defense mainly, but also Roethlisberger, their quarterback, they just don't lose these games. And until I see it with my own two eyes, I'm telling you they're going to win this game too.
All right, I want to ask you a question just beyond your prediction. What would have to happen for you to be wrong?
Well, Green Bay would have to solve the Pittsburgh defense. The Pittsburgh defense, when Troy Polamalu, their NFL Defensive Player of the Year safety, when he plays, they only give up 14 points a game. Now, he's had some injuries over the years, and when he doesn't play, they give up 22. That's a pretty big difference. He's playing this weekend. He's healthy. So Green Bay will have to solve Pittsburgh with Polamalu. No one has done that, but Aaron Rodgers, look, he's only played 3 years as a starter. I'm telling you right now, he's a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He's that good. and maybe he turns this game into a pinball machine and lights up the Steelers. That's possible, but again, until I see it with my own eyes, I'm not going to predict it.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joined us from Dallas, the site of Super Bowl 45. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.